Om Shanti. 29th November 2019, Friday. Sweet children, you are studying this Raj Yoga in order to claim a kingdom. This is a new study for you. Sweet children, you are studying this Raj Yoga in order to claim a kingdom. This is a new study for you. So Baba says, this is a new study. Means, what is so new in this study? Okay, so it's a new knowledge, new gyan. The teacher is new. Such a teacher we never had before. The classroom is new. The school is new. Students are new. The dress is new. The greeting is new. The words are new. Then, what else? The subjects which are taught in this school are new. The language which is spoken in this school is new. The concepts are new. The aim and objective of this study are new. What else? Efforts are new. The exam is very new. The results, the exam, the papers are very new papers. This school is entirely a new school. In those schools, they have papers on fixed dates and nobody knows what would be the question in the paper. Here everybody knows the question. Everybody knows even the answer. But when that paper would come, that nobody knows. That is the difference. So this is a very new school with new studies, with new students, with new language, with new subjects, with new greetings, with new dress. Teacher is new. His way of teaching is very new. He doesn't teach in a way the ordinary teachers teach. His methods are entirely different. What else? The board is new. The blackboard is new. And in this school, there is one student of 50 years of age, another student of 1 year, 5 year. All different myriads of ages. So varying ages are there in this school. So this school is definitely a very, very new school. And Baba says, in this school, I teach you what? Raj Yoga. And this Raj Yoga is also new. Such a yoga has never been taught by anybody till now. So when everything is new about this study, we also have to make ourselves new. Our method of studying should also become new. So how do we study? That is also very important. So if this is a new study, we have to become a very smart, very, very smart students. So our method of studying should be entirely new. So what newness should we bring into our method? What newness should be there in the way we study? Right now our method of studying is going to the classroom, opening the book, noting down points, and then at the end of the classroom, close the book and go back home. That's it. And today's job is done. When everything is so much new, our approach towards this study should also be new. Okay, degree is also new. So what newness we are going to bring in this study? Yes. Student is sitting in the classroom. He has a book. He has a homework. He has classwork. Whatever. What newness he should bring in order to in his study, so that he gets more marks. He comes out with flying colors. Yes. Homework. What else? What he should do? What he should? We'll start with the classroom. First is listening. His method of listening. He should be fully focused while listening. All ears. He should be all ears while listening to each and everything which is being told in the class. That means he should be extremely attentive. Without staying attentive, he cannot grasp this new knowledge. As I said, new method is needed. So listen as if some secret is getting divulged. Listen as if the speaker is going to tell me one important solution to one problem of my life which I am having from such a long time. I am suffering from some disease, for example, and I am sitting in a classroom where the person is going to tell me the treatment of the disease, the final treatment of the disease. I have been visiting one doctor after another. I have been going from pillar to post, not understanding what to do with that illness, and nobody is showing me the right way. And now I am sitting in one place where the speaker is claiming that he knows the solution, he knows the treatment, the management plan. Or I am out seeking one treasure and I have met a person who is going to tell me where is the treasure. So how attentive I would be. So the first thing about this study is that you should be all ears whilst listening to the Murli or whilst listening to any class, for example. Listen it with so much rapt attention that you do not miss a single word, a single point, a single sentence. So first is listening. Should be new. So bring newness in listening. Newness in concentration. Second is writing. How do we write Murli? There should be creativity in writing. We see many double foreigners. How do they write? They make a picture, or what we call is mind map. For example, they will make like this, write Srimad, and then one arrow here, then write something, then one arrow from here, then write something. So at the end of the class, you will see they have made a beautiful picture. Many foreigners have such a habit of making mind maps. This is also beautiful methods. One of the beautiful methods. So, writing should not be boring task. coming, writing essence, writing question, then answer, then few points here and there, and then word blessing, and then slogan. Rather than same run-of-the-mill method, ordinary method, go from some innovative methods, some creative methods of writing. Use different colors. Make diagrams. If Baba tells about golden age, write heaven with different color. Then make a circle. You can draw a small picture there. So that at the end of the Murli, you have something which you can revise later on. So there should be newness in writing. Make it as decorative as possible. So that after 1 hour, after 6 hours, when you have to revise, you just look at your picture. Oh, such a thing. So many new things. So writing should be different. The third thing is about this study. After the writing, revising it, what you have written. Because without revision, we forget 80% of what we have read or heard. So revision is must. Every day, you read the Murli. After that, make it a point that you revise it. If you don't revise, gone. For example, let's see yesterday's blessing. What was it? What was it? Otherwise, I will say that you have not revised. What was it? Yes? Yesterday's blessing. If you don't revise, you forget 80% or more. Seva Bhav and Aham Bhav. Baba said, one is the feeling that you have to serve, another is the egoistic feeling that I am serving. When there is Seva Bhav, you will have no effort. Money will not be wasted and you will have contentment. But if there is ego, you will not have all these three things. And if you have Seva Bhav, you will progress yourself and you will make others progress. You will remain obstacle free, you will make others obstacle free. So all those things will happen. So this is a Vardhan. This is a blessing. Just extract it and revise it at another point of time. The lap of Ravan and the lap of God. Rise and fall, Uttan and Patan. So different things are there in Murli. So one must revise. Otherwise you forget. So revision of the study is very important. And always revise from the notes that you have made rather than from the original, because this is quite familiar, because you have made it, so you know it. This is my handwriting, so revision is must. Then fourth, discussion with group. You should have a small group, a study circle. You know, in Christianity they have Bible study circle group. Once a week or twice a week, they all meet and they study different hymns, different versions of Bible. The Gospel of John, the Gospel of Luke, the Gospel of Matthew. Like that, they keep on discussing, because the knowledge is abstract, abstruse, sometimes very difficult to understand. Just by reading alone, solitary solo reading doesn't work. You need a group to understand this knowledge. So there should be group sharing, group churning, group discussion, or you can call it brainstorming. What is brainstorming? Take a topic, throw the topic, and then let everyone give his opinion about that topic. And there should be a storm. He thinks like that, he thinks like that, he thinks like that. something new will come out when you do such group churning. So wherever you stay, if you are staying in center, before sleep you should have some discussion about Murli. If you are staying alone, you can go to somebody's friend's room and have some discussion, or call him to your room. If you are staying in some house with family or everybody is in Gyan, so couple should have half an hour Murli discussion before going to sleep. If Kumars are staying together, they can form a group and do some churning. Or if it is not possible every day, at least once a week, every Sunday. If it is not possible every Sunday, at least once a month. So discussion of knowledge should be there in this new study. Then, before discussion or after discussion, wherever, churning of knowledge is a very important aspect. Churning of knowledge. Go in silence, go in solitude, sit all alone and churn. Just take this one point. This is new knowledge. So what is so newness about this? So you can come to many conclusions like this is not the knowledge of bhakti. This is not the knowledge given by any human being. This knowledge you don't get in golden age. This knowledge is available only at the confluence age. And this knowledge doesn't teach bhakti. This knowledge is not for this world, but for the new world to come. So just see, so many points will emerge. Or go for a silent solo walk. Rather than going with somebody. Because if you go with somebody, then what happens? Gossips, talks. That's why walking should be solo. Solo walking. So that you stay alone. Or if there is a companion, you should remain silent. Silent walk. Because one person can become a crowd. So journey of knowledge, that is the newness of this knowledge. And then, sixth, relating this knowledge to others, that is you call it seva. Or you call it speech, giving public speeches. That's also part of the knowledge. Baba said, each one of you is a leader. Each one of you has to become a speaker. There are mothers who say that, Baba, we can't explain this knowledge to others. What is Baba's answer? They say that we can't relate this knowledge to others. So what does Baba say to them? Probably you have not understood it. That's why you can't relate. So one of the tasks is seva. One of the tasks is relating this knowledge to others. One of the important aspects of this knowledge is speech making. In this school, everybody is a speaker. Everybody is a leader. This is a factory where leaders are produced. Not one or two. But in millions. So, this sixth aspect of this study is you have to teach others. You have to teach others. Without teaching others, many times we don't understand things. So, teaching others. Then, implementing this knowledge in practice. Implementing this knowledge in practice. Implementing this knowledge. Translating this knowledge into practice. To make the knowledge pragmatic, practical. That's a very important aspect of this knowledge. So there are these seven aspects of this study. So this is a new study, new classroom, new teacher, new method of his teaching us, new books, new consciousness, new concept, new blackboard, new pen, new greeting, new dress, new batch, new year. So everything is new in this knowledge. New songs. Even the songs are new. Greetings are new. The blessings are new. The slogan is new. The subjects are new. Everything that he teaches is new. This Times of India newspaper. This is World Times. Where God gives world's knowledge, the knowledge of the history and the geography of this world. He teaches us the history of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. This is the knowledge where you are taught about God, soul, and the world, Jeev Jagatishwar. There are new books, new curriculum, new syllabus, new degree, new exam, new history, geography, new. So everything is new. Mathematics, it is a spiritual mathematics, spiritual statistics, spiritual new medical knowledge. Baba teaches us new health knowledge, new treatment he gives, new specs, new beautifying things. It's a new beauty parlor that he has opened. So everything is new in this knowledge. So when everything is new, what should be new? First, our listening should be new. Our writing should be new. Our revising should be new. Our discussion should be new. Our churning should be new. Our, what was this? Seva, teaching others, relating this knowledge to others, our method of teaching, our method of speech, our method of relating this knowledge, our method of recounting this knowledge, our method of narrating this knowledge, reiterating this knowledge should be new. And the last, our method of implementation should be new, our method of making this knowledge pragmatic, practical, should be new. It's knowledge not to be kept in the showcase. This knowledge has to be lived. This knowledge has to be implemented. This knowledge should translate into practice. So, everything is new in this knowledge. Om Shanti.